This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, dial on in toll free and join us here tonight. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll give you one guess. You won't need more than one to guess John Podesta's password to his email account that was hacked. The word hack shouldn't really even apply to this at this point. That revealed tens of thousands of emails, as we know from the presidential campaign season. WikiLeaks revealed that. And now WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, has revealed John Podesta's password to his email account. We'll hold off. We're going to get to that coming up here.
I'll give you a hint, though. It is
you don't need a hint for this.
Incorrect.
What is not? The password's not incorrect?
The password is not incorrect.
Meaning the word incorrect is not the password?
Correct.
Okay, thanks. You've knocked one potential word off of the
right, because,
list.
Right, because there is the joke about, set all of your passwords to incorrect. That way, if you ever forget it, the website will tell you your password is incorrect.
I have never heard that joke. I mean, that doesn't mean anything, but I've never heard that one. So we're going to get into that because it's hilarious. That's on the way here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, though, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Starting off, though, with some bad news out of an airport down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You've got that story coming from where?
KKTV, which is actually a Fort Lauderdale. I believe it's
KKTV?
A Fort Lauderdale.
That would be west of the Mississippi.
It's right here in the story it says Fort Lauderdale, KKTV, Associated Press.
Okay, interesting.
Might be from somewhere else, and they're just putting the location in the byline.
A lot of TV stations and radio get news from AP, so maybe they're just republishing AP. I think it's Colorado Springs.
But
KKTV.
Nonetheless, it says the Fort Lauderdale Airport shooting suspect is a former member of the Alaska Army National Guard.
Uh-oh.
Esteban Santiago.
So I barely even heard the headline that there was a shooting today. Multiple people have been shot.
At least five people dead based on what I saw earlier. I've not actually read an update in probably about 20 minutes on this. But what I remember, at least 13 people had been shot. At least five were dead.
Wow.
That number of dead could increase depending on, situations that happen. But it happened in the baggage claim area. And based on the news that I saw earlier, and it's probably in this article but further down because they have, live updates to where the most recent update, it says 5:45, which, again, that's Fort Lauderdale local time, what they're saying here, so no updates in a little over an hour.
Now, the first question I'd asked you, when you gave me this headline an hour ago, and something we might want to discuss here tonight, my first question was it before security? And the answer is yes, it was.
It was actually nowhere near security.
Right.
It was in the baggage claim area. So what had happened, this guy flew from Alaska to Fort Lauderdale, and he had his firearm in his checked luggage. And there are procedures to do that,
right,
to where the firearm has to be in a case that is locked and the ammunition has to be in a separate case.
He's former military, so, who bat an eye at that?
Right, but even if you're not former military,
sure,
and you want to, check a firearm because you're going on a hunting trip or something, there are provisions.
Anyone can do it, is what you're saying. In the right states where you can legally own those guns.
Correct. Anybody can do it as long as you fill out the appropriate forms and you have the things separated in such a manner. So he grabs his checked luggage, pulls out the handgun, and starts shooting. Well, it's now come out that he's, again, former Army National Guard, received a general discharge for unsatisfactory performance. When he was discharged, he was an E3 private first class.
Gee, another example of another crazy person who was trained to kill by the U.S. military, now turning against the very people who paid his paycheck, in this case the taxpayers, the people who were at the airport there in Fort Lauderdale. Timothy McVeigh, ring a bell? Wasn't he like a Marine or something like that?
He had some kind of military, I believe.
Yeah.
Santiago originally joined the Puerto Rico National Guard in December 2007. Before he was deployed to Iraq in April of 2010, he returned home in February 2011. A military spokeswoman says the suspect in the shooting received the general discharge again for unsatisfactory performance. Lieutenant Colonel Candace Olmstein did not release details about Esteban Santiago's discharge in August of last year. Olmstein said that he joined the Alaska National Guard in November 2014, so about 3 years after returning from Iraq. For some reason, left the Puerto Rico National Guard, moved to Alaska.
And he's alive. He's in custody, right? So I understand it?
That's what I think I understand, again, what I have, they've got updates that are all timestamped, so it's like a real time, the newest updates at the top. And I've not had time to go through everything in this article. But yes, I do believe that he is alive and in custody.
It says here he shot several magazines of bullets and then sat on the floor until authorities arrived.
That sounds so strange.
It does sound strange. I mean, normally when you hear about a story like this, the person shoots people and then puts a gun in their own mouth and blows their brains out, or they get into a shootout with police when they arrive. And I'm not seeing anything about a shootout here.
Report, or rather an update, time posted 5:30 p.m. The brother of the man who has been named as the suspect says that he had been receiving psychological treatment while living in Alaska. Brian Santiago told the Associated Press that his family got a call in recent months from Esteban's girlfriend alerting them to the situation. Brian Santiago did not know what his brother was being treated for and that they had never talked over the phone about that situation. Esteban was born in New Jersey before moving to Puerto Rico when he was two, and then talks about a little bit about where he grew up. Apparently he had his military ID on him, but it was unclear at the time whether the ID was his. Turned out that it was. And again, these are the time posted where it goes backwards in time as you go down in this article. Passenger at 3:15, it says a passenger says he heard the first gunshot as he picked up his luggage from the baggage carousel. John Schilker told Fox News the person next to him fell to the ground. He says other people started falling, and then he dropped to the ground with his wife and mother-in-law. Says the firing went on and on. The shooter emptied his weapon, reloaded during an eerily quiet lull in the gunfire. He says he did not assume it was safe until he saw police standing over him at the Fort Lauderdale airport.
It's a scary, scary situation. Yes. And you had speculated off the air that they're going to use this as an excuse to restrict the shipping of guns over airlines, meaning that even
it
stowing it away.
It would not surprise me at all, because every time there's any incident at all, at or near an airport, even if it's not in the United States, the TSA and Department of Transportation always use it as justification for why to wind up revoking certain rights and abilities.
When, of course, even, you know, anyone at all in Fort Lauderdale could have walked into the baggage handling area without passing through security, because there's no security in front of any baggage handling area in any airport I've ever been in.
Correct.
Anybody who wanted to could waltz into a baggage handling area anytime and open fire on people that are in there. Most of the people, of course, coming off the airplane would be completely defenseless. So unless they've gotten into their bag and pulled their gun out and strapped it on right there, which in a lot of states is probably illegal, would be considered brandishing the firearm. So if you had, you know, let's say you were somebody who was on the same airplane with this psychopath and your gun was in the bag, you might want to protect yourself given that you're now in Florida and you can legally carry a gun. But can you legally take a gun from your bag sort of hold it in your hands and then put it on your belt or whatever? I mean, what is legal?
I don't know.
Yeah, does that become brandishing? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But either way, even if the dude had not had a gun, there could have been some other psychopath who came in and handed him one or shot up the place themselves. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Or stabbed a bunch of people.
What are they going to do about that?
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live dial toll free. Take control of these airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. The best pillow you'll ever use, risk free. Well, virtually risk free. 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow. And I've got one of these. So does Daryl.
Yes.
We've been using them now since early 2016, and they're fantastic. But if for whatever reason you don't think that MyPillow is the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back to them, and they'll send you your money back. Within the first 60 days, that's an option for you. After that, you get a 10-year warranty on the product itself because they really stand behind their product there. Plus, you can wash MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com. You can order it with code FTL. It gets you one MyPillow at half price and a second pillow if you'd like. Two for the price of one, basically. So it's up to you how many you want to get. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. And get a great deal. So we're going to continue here with a story out of Fort Lauderdale. A shooter who is now a known individual, Esteban, was it Santiago?
Santiago, yes.
Has been arrested after shooting and apparently killing at least five people, others wounded, in the Fort Lauderdale airport. He then sat down after emptying the magazines that he had of the rounds that were in them. Then sat down and apparently calmly waited for police to arrive.
That is just so very strange.
Well, this is a crazy person, so I guess it's hard to really look at crazy people and say, well, that's weird that he did that. Well, it is weird, but then again, it started weird because he's shooting people, which is an indication that he's out of his mind.
And I just pulled up to verify that I was correct on what I was saying about the procedures for checking a firearm, pulled up the TSA website, and they have specified here, it's very brief, when traveling with a firearm, they say you should must comply with laws concerning possession of firearms, as they vary by local, state, and international governments. You must declare each firearm each time you present it for transport as checked baggage. Ask your airline about limitations or fees that apply. The firearm must be unloaded and locked in a hard-sided container and transported as checked baggage only.
Right.
Only the passenger should retain the key or the combination to the lock. Firearm parts, including magazines, clips, bolts, firing pins, etc., are prohibited from carry-on baggage. They must be transported in checked baggage. This applies to replica firearms as well, and although rifle scopes are permitted on both carry-on and checked.
Now, it's interesting that only the passenger may have the key to their checked bag. Does the airline check what's in the firearm case before they take it in as a checked bag, or do they just sort of take your word that, oh yeah, there's a gun in there?
Take your word for it. If somebody... Again, I used to work for an airline,
right,
so I remember a little bit of this.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody says, here's my rifle case, there's a gun in there, that thing's locked, it does not get unlocked
because
by the airline. Now, TSA, whether or not TSA is able to manipulate their way into it, I don't remember.
That's what I'm talking
about.
My
understanding, from what I remember, was that thing is supposed to stay locked from the time it gets handed to the airline agent until the time it gets put on the baggage claim belt and picked up by the owner.
Well, because we know that once the checked bags go into the back, they are subject to, like, a dog sniff. They're subject to even being unlocked and open or clipped. You know, the lock's literally clipped off of them. So that's why I'm wondering, does the firearms case, you're saying you're not sure, but maybe somebody out there knows who's a listener to the show here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Is there an extra level of privacy that applies to that gun case? Or can they bust the lock off of that?
They cannot bust the lock.
They can bust it off your bag, right? They can snip that off or whatever.
But for the firearm case, the TSA, because that case must, per TSA rules,
it has to stay
that
intact.
Case must be locked the entire time.
So if you wanted to smuggle
drugs, they need to get into that case. They have to get the key from the passenger.
If you wanted to smuggle drugs or cash, could you, in theory, put them, hide them into a gun case? It's highly risky, especially if there's a gun in there, because then you're, like, tripling your charges. But
in theory, however, that case still goes through an x-ray machine.
Yeah.
Which means that if there's something hidden in there, they'll see it.
Okay.
They would then, force the passenger to hand over the key so that they could get into the case.
I see.
But they cannot snip that lock off because the case, per their own rules, must be locked the entire time.
So the checked bags, are all 100% of them going through X-ray? There's somebody sitting back there looking at every single one of those things as they...
At every airport that I've ever worked at.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Every single bag goes through an X-ray machine in both Birmingham and in Myrtle Beach. The bags went through an X-ray machine before they were sorted by the airline employees.
Does that slow things down?
Yeah.
I was expect it does.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to...
Just a little bit more here. Yeah. Ammunition is also prohibited from carry-on bags, must be in the checked bag.
Right.
And the firearm magazines, ammunition clips, whether loaded or empty, must be securely boxed or included with a hard-sided case containing an unloaded firearm. So... has to be separate,
right,
and in a hard-sided... So you can't just, you know, put it in your backpack or your Samsonite. There are specific gun cases, yep, that your gun must be in.
Let's go to Dan. He's in Phoenix, Arizona, listening via TuneIn. Hello, Dan.
Yeah, hey, I just figured I would share my story.
Before you go on here, there's something very strange.
He sounds like one of the people on the witness protection program, yeah, on the local news.
Can you try talking at us again here? Maybe it was just like a weird thing with your cell phone.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's up.
There's something really weird. It sounds like I'm talking to a robot here. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll see if we can get the board operator to get you on the line,
yeah,
and maybe get you on a different
Definitely different sounds line. Like some electrical distortion there.
It sounds like an episode of Transformers or whatever. Mustafa's on the line in Sierra Leone, Africa, via Skype. Go ahead, Mustafa.
Yeah, hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, good morning. It's past midnight over there, so thanks for staying up late. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, I'm trying to hype my backpack project, you know, that I have, you know, school will be reopened again after the holiday, and then on the 9th, that is, on Monday, school will be open, so, like, I'm trying to hype again to get some more people that will go for my backpack and see how I can save one child going to school, you know, in Sierra Leone, in Africa, most children going with plastic bags, black plastic bag to school. So we want to
like
see
a black garbage bag. You're telling me like kids are going to school. They're so poor they don't even have a backpack. They have a garbage bag that they carry their books around.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, they only have a garbage bags, like a black plastic bags that they used to carry in school. So what happened is my idea is, I want to go to most remote community where these children don't have the opportunity to get this bag. So what I'm doing is, like, most of my backpacks I'm selling. For every one backpack somebody in the United States over there can buy, it can save one child, and one child can get a school material filled with, you know, with a backpack. So, you know, Monday school will be open, and I'm trying to see how I can get some
Mustafa, food. Hold that thought. You know, since you called in, I'm also curious about what's going on with Bitcoin over there in Sierra Leone, and maybe you know something about that, too. This is Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid military spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's where you can go and get the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty. They've got a daily dispatch that is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. You go to Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue, we've got Mustafa on the line in Sierra Leone. He is one of the folks behind the Sierra Leone Liberty Group, and you guys are always, you know, kind of up to some sort of money-making thing over there, trying to better the community and maybe make a profit at the same time, because you can do those things. You can help people, and you can help yourself. In fact, you are generally in a poor position to help others until you've been able to successfully help yourself. Mustafa, are you still with us?
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, yes. You know, it's not easy. You know, in Africa, like, you know, you people in the United States, you more care about yourself first. But in Africa, it don't work like that. Because what happened is like, if you don't see to the poor will share the poor with you. That is what is happening in Africa. So what happened? Even my small resources that I'm having, people even, you know, came to me always, children came to me always for an help. You know, so it's not easy for people to save in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what you have, what you will eat. Because you can't save. At the same time, we have less people banking. Especially, we only have most of the foreigners. It is now Sierra Leoneans is banking because people don't have enough money, so how they can bank?
What's the situation with the currency over there? It's called the León, correct? The government currency there is. Are they inflating that currency?
Yes, the currency in Sierra Leone is Leons, called the L-E, Leons, or S-L-L. So it's like L-E, it's like the U.S. dollar is always up presently, and it's now it want to double our Leons. So it's like just because like we don't export things, and most frequently we only survive from you people most times. So we want to see how you people can like most of our product. That's why I decided to bring up the backpack initiative, so that people in the United States will go for our culture and love our backpacks, an handmade backpack from Sierra Leone. We are for having each one backpack sales. You know, somebody can buy it and it can save one child going to school. So that is the initiative that I came up with. And, you know, school is now going to reopen after the holiday. So, like, you know, I'm trying to hype more and more and see how people can go for my backpacks over there. And at the same time, like, you know, you asked me about the Bitcoin initiative presently in Sierra Leone.
Yeah, I'm wondering how that are people using Bitcoin? Is it something that is even present in the Liberty community over there in Sierra Leone?
Well, as for now, you know, like, few people just know about Bitcoins. Because, like, I know about Bitcoins in 2014, where I make it to Ghana, you know, in 2014, when the Ebola was talking in Sierra Leone. So I stay in Ghana for something like 3 months, learning about blockchain technology as well. So, like, I learned a lot and I enjoy it in Ghana. So I came back, try to see how I can, you know, put it up in Sierra Leone, where I came up with an idea called bitleons.com. It is the website that I want to open, but, like, I'm looking for, you know, investors that will come on board and invest. Because what happened, Western Union and MoneyGram, those people are thefts. Because what happened is, like, they take like 10% of every money people send. And if the Bitcoins come down in Sierra Leone, it will really, really marvelous. So, like,
yeah, we're kind of you're getting a little jumpy on your connection there. But what I heard you say was that MoneyGram, Western Union, they take a huge percentage of every amount that is sent into Sierra Leone. So if somebody on the outside, let's say some of our listeners wanted to help you out with your projects or send you over some money for backpacks or whatever, if they were to send that with Western Union, then Western Union takes a nice hefty percentage for themselves before they send it on to you. And so you don't get as much as you could out of that. Whereas with Bitcoin, the person who's receiving the Bitcoin anywhere in the world is getting a full amount that the person who is sending it to them. There is no fee that's being taken off the top as far as the recipient is concerned. The recipient of the Bitcoin is receiving 100% of what was intended to be sent to him. The sender is the person who's actually paying a small fee on top of the amount that they're sending to send to the recipient. So the recipient never misses out on any money from Bitcoin if they've got internet. And of course, Sierra Leone is not the most well-connected country in the world, but you're able to talk to us here. So clearly there is internet there in Freetown and in some places in Sierra Leone. So you're starting a project, and I couldn't quite make out the website. It was BitLeone?
Yeah, it's BitLeone. It's B-I-T-L-E-O-N. B-I-T-L-E-O-N.
Okay.
It's bitleons.com. It's the website. Like, I'm trying to figure out and see if I can get someone, because, like, I have a guy from in Australia that we are trying to see how we can put that up. We have someone can, you know, send their money down in Sierra Leone and using the Bitcoins, and we can give them loans. So, like,
yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah, that one would be amazing. And at the same time, you know, the blockchain can help us a lot, because what happened is, like, in Sierra Leone, banks, you know, bankers are thefts. Because what happened is, like,
did you say bankers are thieves? What was the word?
Yeah, they are thieves.
Okay.
Yeah, they are thieves. Yeah, because what happened is, like, they stole people money. It's like, what happened is, like, in Sierra Leone, what they do is, like, when, you know, you have your father, they will never tell you what they are banking. Your father will never tell you what he has in his account. So what happens, like, most frequently when your father died or passed away, bankers will just steal from the money.
They'll
and by the time
it.
The family will get...
Wow.
Yeah, they will take from the money. And by the time the family heads will go to the bank, and they will just say that this is what your father have in your account, and nothing will be approved.
Yeah.
Because your father did not even make it known to the family. But maybe if the father have an identity card to prove that he's banking, the bank will just give what maybe the thing that your father have, and maybe they will steal something.
Wow.
But with the blockchain can tell. And the problem is Western unions are really, really killing the people, you know, because people, they always be in queue, and the queue is so much like doing
the queue. When you say the queue, you mean that's another word for line. You're saying people are waiting in a line at Western Union?
Yeah.
How long? How long is it? I mean, if you want to go to Western Union in Freetown, how long is the line typically?
Oh, well, if I have to go to Western Union, somebody send me money, I have to go there in the morning hours. Like, I have to go there at 8 a.m. And I will be there maybe, and then if I go fast, like 8 a.m., maybe I will stay there like 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes for me to receive my money.
So 90
and
minutes.
It's so stressful.
It's fast.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's not too fast because sometimes they will just tell you that the system is down and other stuff. And, you know, it's so really terrible. It's terrible. The people are suffering a lot to receive their own money. And at the same time, you know, we have most of these people coming from China and stuff like that, and from India. And so they are making money here.
Hear more about the BitLeon, where you guys will be exchanging Bitcoin for Leons for folks. You could compete with Western Union, basically, and make it so that people could get their money into Sierra Leone, because these are probably family members of Sierra Leoneans who are around the world, who are sending money back home from whether it's Europe or North America or wherever it is that they are. And if you can get the word out to those folks that, hey, if you send it with Bitcoin, we'll cash it out for you, and it'll cost you, you know, less, basically, and your loved one will get to keep more money. I just went to the website. It looks like it's brand new. It looks like you've just barely got anything done. It's just a brand new project for you, Mustafa. So I'm excited about it, and I hope you'll keep us informed about that. And thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you all the way over from Freetown in Sierra Leone, Africa. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype and Skype username lrn.fm. You can take control of the airwaves. By the way, inflation rate in Sierra Leone, according to the government's own numbers, is in the double digits in 2016. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. And you can join us here. Our number is 855-453, whether it's the shooting at the Fort Lauderdale airport that we can come around back to and continue to discuss. You want to talk about that, that's fine. Or something else entirely, you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-453. Bitcoin down big time in the last 24 to 48 hours.
I didn't do it.
Down to around $900 right now. So some people are saying, hey, this is a good time to buy. Who knows? You never know what's going to happen tomorrow with Bitcoin. Obviously, we think that over time it's going to go up, but the day-to-day can be a little bit of a roller coaster ride sometimes for folks.
Yep, certainly.
And that can get people, you know, a little bit concerned about their money. And I say, you know, if you're into Bitcoin, if you're interested in it, have the long-term perspective on this. Don't get freaked out by a drop over a day or a drop over a week or a month, right, or even a year. I mean, this thing is a long-term project. We can talk more about that, but you know, I just wanted to bring it up since we had Mustafa on the line in Sierra Leone, where Bitcoin in a lot of poor countries can really help people. It can really help the unbanked. It can help people who don't have access to traditional financial services because of bad credit or no credit, for instance.
Especially if services like what he's proposing there wind up popping up,
where somebody in Sierra Leone would receive Bitcoin and then cash it out into Leones for the locals, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be a really cool thing to have happen, because ultimately that would make those folks more wealthy because they'd be able to get more money from the people around the world who are trying to send it to them, right, via methods like Western Union, who take a nice hefty fee.
Yeah, one of the things that makes, you know, Bitcoin really nice here in the United States, and you know, and a lot of the other, you know, quote unquote developed world, is there are real life places that you can go to use your Bitcoin. I could go downtown and, you know, there's two places right across the street from one another that I could buy stuff with Bitcoin.
And it's awesome. And it works well.
Go a couple miles further down the road and buy more stuff with Bitcoin. I could, you know, go get a car repaired. I know people that will do services for Bitcoin. But I'm guessing that in places with, you know, poorer internet, to where, you know, you may or may not have reliable service,
it's going to be a problem.
You're not going to have that many options.
Let's go to somebody who knows a thing or two about Bitcoin. He's Daniel from the You, Me, and BTC podcast. Just happened to call in after Mustafa here, Daniel. I know you were calling about airline security or traveling with guns, but you know, since we're talking Bitcoin, would you care to comment on African Bitcoin acceptance? Have you guys followed that at all on your podcast?
Oh, yeah. So can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you.
All right. So I was the one on the phone earlier that wasn't working. I don't know what was up.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, so the thing I would say about today with the price lower, we called you like 2 weeks ago while we were recording an episode, and we were asking about what you guys thought about the price spike. And at the time, just 2 weeks ago, I want to say it was at like $790, and we were calling it a price spike, and it's still up at like $880. So that's
$895 right now, according to Bitcoin average.
And it peaked recently at around $1,150 or something.
$1,150,
like
I believe.
So it was so close. I mean, it was literally within $35 of hitting its all-time high, at least according to Bitcoin average.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I would agree with you not to get freaked out at all. I never do. I don't do day trading. I just buy it when I think of it. The closest I get to even selling Bitcoin is just spending it on purse.
Okay.
So I've been doing a little bit of that, buying gift cards and whatever, which is great for the discount anyway. And so I did sell some over the last 2 days that way, but just a few hundred bucks. And now I can rebuy it at a lower price. So yeah, I think there's nothing to worry about at all.
You guys follow the situation in other countries on You, Me, and BTC, the podcast that you do weekly.
Right, right. So I don't remember touching on Africa in several months. The most recent kind of international thing we covered a story a few weeks ago about Zimbabwe, where there was some.
I think that's in Africa. Just
yes. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I was thinking Sierra Leone. But yeah, so where there was an economist that was, nobody expected this to actually go through, but there was an economist who was suggesting that they should make Bitcoin a national currency to help them out of their crisis because they don't even have their own currency. They use other people's currencies, and that's a problem for a government because you can't just print more.
Well,
so they're in.
It's a problem for the government, but it's not a problem for the people.
Right.
In Zimbabwe, absolutely. We actually have hanging on the wall of the LRN studio a $10 trillion note and a $1 note, and they look remarkably similar, except
the
one
is
green
is
and one is a purplish color.
Right.
And when both of those notes were first printed, they had the same exchange rate with the U.S. dollar. So that $1 note, when it first got printed, was worth roughly one U.S. dollar. When the $10 trillion note and later the $100 trillion
note. They did go to $100 trillion. Wow.
It had an equivalent rate of roughly one U.S. dollar.
That's so crazy.
And it was not long after that $100 trillion note came out that the Zimbabwe government shut down their central bank because their hyperinflation was so out of control.
Yeah, I mean, it's hyperinflation, and it's all kinds of countries, India and Venezuela and everything. So it's been a topic that we've covered over the past 3 years or so, all through Bitcoin, like, oh, this country's going under. Is it going to help Bitcoin? This and this. But yeah, in the past few months, it's been kind of elevated and a little more serious in all these countries, India especially coming in there. So,
wow. All right. So you were calling about airports and transferring guns. So go ahead with your comments on that.
So I actually don't have a ton to add because I think Daryl pretty much got it all. But I did travel for the first time just a few days ago with a firearm.
Mm.
I was on the other side of the country for Christmas, and I've had this AR-15 for a while, but my dad gave me a case for it, and so I could finally fly it home back to Arizona where I am now. And like I said, Daryl pretty much got it. I just went in I was flying Southwest. I declared it. They had me fill out a card and take it over to the TSA's oversized screening. I mean, normally with a suitcase, they just take your bag away, but oversized stuff, you actually take it to TSA, at least in my situation. And, they didn't open it. He checked to make sure that you couldn't open it because it was only locked on the corners. So he checked to make sure that the middle couldn't like stretch open. And he's like, oh, is it loaded? I said, nope. And he said, okay, you're good to go. And that was it. So I think Daryl pretty much got it. You lock it, you keep the keys, and I'm sure it goes through an X-ray. But that's about it.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing your experience. And how can folks go and listen to You, Me, and BTC?
Oh, that's it. You, Me, and BTC.com. We do a show every Thursday, and we just put one out last night. So.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your experience.
Thank you,
sir. Toll-free number here. That's Daniel Brown. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. The shooter in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, was it Ernesto Santiago? Was that what his name was?
Esteban
Santiago. He is in custody, apparently unloaded multiple magazines worth of ammunition into people's bodies in the Fort Lauderdale baggage claim area after he'd flown on a flight from Alaska and had checked a bag with a gun. So he retrieved his bag with a gun, pulled the gun out, and started blasting at people, whereafter he then apparently, according to reports, sat down and awaited the arrival of police. Nothing has been written that I've seen about any kind of shootout with police, so it sounds like he was taken, at least when the police arrived, without incident. Obviously, there was an incident initially where he has apparently killed five people and shot and wounded several others. So that's kind of the basics of the story that we learned earlier. And it's
headline out of 10abc.com, and I'm not sure where exactly this is. Headline is, officials, airport shooting suspect could be homegrown violent extremist.
Grown that way by the military because he was formerly in the National Guard.
Correct.
Which means that his tactics would likely have been influenced by that time in the military.
Yes.
Yeah. So here you have, yet again, the government's own trained killer turning against the very people. So if there's more to that story, we can share it with you coming up here. Also, Daryl, the shocking news about John Podesta, the Democratic National Committee chairman at one time, who was also in charge or high level in the Clinton Foundation, had his email account hacked, supposedly, by someone that WikiLeaks knows. Well, apparently that person told WikiLeaks what Podesta's password is, and we'll give you one guess. See if you can figure it out. It's Free Talk Live.
You need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.